It's time for the Horn Top 20.
When you put that uniform on, you better come to work.
It's the Horn Top 20, brought to you by Allstat Beer. No impurities, no regrets. Number 18, the Texas Longhorns.
Now, I've run my mouth a lot talking about the Longhorns today, floors and ceilings and expectations and X factors, but I needed some help, and it's always good to call one of the greatest Longhorns of all time, who I can now proudly snoop call a co-worker, 24/7 Sports National College Football Analyst. He is a lifetime Longhorn, a 1994 All-American for the Longhorns, a first-round draft choice of the Carolina Panthers in 1995. Played 136 games in the National Football League, over 100 starts, over 9 seasons. He is a member of the Longhorn Hall of Honor. And again, 24/7 Sports National College Football Analyst Blake Brockermeyer joining us on the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. Blake, I know we texted last night. I haven't had a chance to talk to you since the move, but welcome to the team. And, you know, you've been in coaching at the high school level. You did some analyst work with SMU before we get into Texas at number 18 in our top 20 countdown and talk a little Big 12 also. What led you to seek out the analyst position at 24/7 Sports?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on. And, you know, I've got 3 kids that are playing college football this year. And so it'd be very hard for me to coach and go watch my kids play. I kind of made my whole life I've kind of spent, you know, coaching my kids and getting them ready for this time. So I wanted to enjoy it. And so, I talk college football all day anyway. So I figured, maybe I can do this for a few years and then see what happens or get back into coaching in a couple of years.
Blake, let's go ahead and talk some college football and let's talk Texas. And we've got Texas at number 18 in our top 20. If you look at the Big 12 preseason media poll, the Longhorns were third. If you look at that pecking order, Blake, third in the Big 12 and inside the top 20, let's say that, 15 to 20 range nationally, you think that's just right for where Texas should be going into the season? A little too high, a little too low? Where do you think that, what do you think about that ranking of Texas at number 18 in a preseason top 20?
I think that's about right. I think Oklahoma and Iowa State are obviously the teams to beat in the Big 12 this year. I think Texas is right in the mix there with TCU and Oklahoma State. To be a kind of a sleeper pick this year, I think they've got probably their most talented roster they've had since 2018 when they beat Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. So, they got to break in a new quarterback. Which one that'll be is, no one knows yet. But I think their defense is going to be improved. They've got a very good defensive line and attacking multiple defense that will fit in well to the Big 12. So, I think, if everything clicks correctly, hopefully the Iowa State game on November 6th will have a chance to be a play-in game for the Big 12 championship.
Blake, I know you got familiar with that Alabama program over the last couple of years and got an up-close look at Steve Sarkisian and the way he calls a game. And one thing that I've tried to drive home, and I said it from the time the coaching transition happened in early January throughout the offseason into now, is Steve Sarkisian, the way he calls a game, he can give Texas that schematic advantage that at times they quite frankly just did not have on that side of the ball under Tom Herman. Blake, as you've watched him call games, whether it's the way he uses personnel or formations, kind of put your finger on what makes a Steve Sarkisian offense so tough to defend and so effective.
Well, he's obviously one of the top play callers in college football. Alabama's obviously got more talent than most teams, so it makes it a little bit easier. But, he'll create matchups. He's a matchups guy. He'll work, the different levels of the defense with his RPO game and play action game. He doesn't typically run his quarterback a lot. He likes to run the ball. I think Bijan Robinson will get a lot of touches this year, not only running the ball, but also catching the ball. And I think, he's got some weapons. He's got some speed but Texas hasn't had in a while, with Keelan Robinson, who I think will be a huge addition to Texas. Him and the Worthy kid that's a freshman right now, they both have a different gear that I think Texas has been missing the last few years. So I think, he'll give them a chance to win every week. They've got an improved offensive line, and as soon as they can just get everything gelling and get on the same page, I think they'll have a chance to really build this, for the future in the SEC.
24/7 Sports National College Football Analyst Blake Brockermeyer joining us here on Light the Tower on the Horn. Blake, you mentioned a guy that I really wanted to ask you about, because the more people close to the Alabama program I talk to about Keelan Robinson, all I continue to hear is, man, you guys are underselling this kid. You have no idea the type of explosive weapon that Texas just added. And he was a guy that, was kind of, I don't want to say lost in the shuffle, but it was uncertain exactly what his role was going to be at Alabama. But, Blake, he steps into an offense now, an offense that he knows, having played for Steve Sarkisian, and it kind of piggybacks on what you just said. I mean, this is a kid that can fill a lot of different roles for Texas on offense, not just being number whatever running back he ends up being on the depth chart.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Bijan's going to be the guy. I mean, he's going to be the featured guy, and Rashawn Johnson's going to get a lot of touches and carries. I don't know about a lot, but he'll get some touches and carries, especially the tough yards and short yardage goal line carries. But I think, Robinson's kind of an offensive weapon. You can put him in space. You can put him in motion. You can line him up at receiver. You can put him on special teams to return kickoffs. He can do a lot of different things. I think it's, the biggest thing, I'll have to make sure that he's, really good at is catching the ball. I think that's the one thing that I have a question mark with him, or his hands. But when he gets in space, he's gone. So you want to, create matchups and mismatches and line him up in the boundary and jet sweep him and, use him as much as you can to open up the offense, where you can get guys like him that have speed and space.
Blake, you obviously played offensive line at Texas at an elite level. You've got two sons that are getting ready to do it at the Power 5 level, at the highest level for Alabama. And you've seen a lot of offensive line coaches, and certainly covering this Texas program, even in the decade plus I've done it, we've seen a lot of offensive line coaches come through here, and the issues with that position group have been well documented. But, Blake, knowing Kyle Flood and the way you know him, what makes Kyle Flood the right guy to get this Texas offensive line on a trajectory where a lot of people have been waiting for it to go?
He's a great coach. He's a great developer. He does some different techniques that I think a lot of coaches, a lot of the old school O-line coaches, kind of just do what they know, and they don't really evolve. And I think he's willing to evolve and learn some of the new techniques with independent hands and things that a lot of coaches don't want to, either don't believe in or don't want to learn. So he's kind of on the forefront of that, and I think he's a good teacher. He understands the game. He's been a head coach, and so it's a great hire for Texas. And we were sad to see him leave Alabama, but I'm glad that he's at Texas, and I know that the O-line at Texas is going to continue to get better and better with him being their O-line coach.
Blake Brockermeyer, 24/7 Sports National College Football Analyst, here with us on Light the Tower on the Horn, talking about Texas, and we'll talk a little Big 12 too, but Texas is number 18 in our Horn Top 20 countdown today. Blake, you talked about defensively some of the things Pete Kwiatkowski can do, and we know the interior defensive line is a strength for Texas, but one thing that I've heard Sark say throughout the offseason, and a lot of coaches talk about it, but they value the ball. They value turnovers. They want to create turnovers above all else. And, Blake, you've been around this game a long time, and coaches talk about that all the time, turnovers. But you know, the real, if you're an elite defense at forcing turnovers, how do you, I know coaches coach it, but is that a mindset thing of guys just really needing to value the ball to be a great defense at forcing turnovers? In other words, what makes a great defense that forces a lot of turnovers?
Well, what I've noticed, and I have never been on one of these teams that actually do this, but the typical defensive staff or team, they practice turnover drills. They do stripping the ball and intercepting the ball and punching the ball and this and that, but they don't ever emphasize it during team periods. It's just like it's like checking the box off in practice. The great teams that turn the ball, that can cause turnovers, that turn the ball over, their players are constantly ripping the ball out, punching the ball out, and they do it in every single phase of practice that you can. It's just a way of life. And so I'm not sure kind of what Texas does as a practice kind of, you know, routine for them. But those are the great teams that do that. And every single second of practice, they're trying to get the ball out. Those are the teams that excel at it. The teams that just check the box off and go through the motions and say we did a turnover sequence today, those teams usually don't do very well.
24/7 Sports National College Football Analyst Blake Brockermeyer joining us here on Light the Tower on the Horn. Blake, we'll get you out of here on this. You talked about Texas kind of being in that tier in the Big 12, and I think it's looks clearly like a two-horse race with Oklahoma and Iowa State, at least at the outset. But you mentioned TCU, you mentioned Oklahoma State. Outside of Texas, who is that sleeper team for you? Like, I know some people look at Kansas State and what they did with a healthy Skylar Thompson last year. Mike Gundy's got a proven track record at Oklahoma State. I'm kind of on the TCU bandwagon as being the sleeper team if you can get consistent play from Max Duggan. So, Blake, for you, that number three team in this conference, is it Texas or is there somebody else in this league that you like that can really challenge Iowa State and Oklahoma for a spot in that conference championship game?
I mean, to me, it's either Texas or TCU. I think, you know, Oklahoma State, I think, has a very underrated defense. I was at the game in Stillwater last year, and, I mean, they really dominated Texas on defense, and I was impressed with their defense. But they got to come to Austin this year, which will help. But I think TCU is the team that I look at as a threat to everyone in the Big 12. I mean, I don't think they'll be able to beat Oklahoma, but as far as Iowa State, you never know. But with Texas, I think they can definitely challenge Iowa State. Texas has to go to Iowa State, which is a problem. But anyway, I think TCU's got obviously Gary Patterson's one of the most underrated coaches in college football with, you know, what he's done in Fort Worth, and they got a tough schedule as well. You know, they have to get a Iowa State, Oklahoma and Oklahoma State all on the road. So that's going to be a problem for them, but they do catch Texas and Fort Worth, and they don't have much of a home field advantage with crowd, but they've got their quarterback's done well against Texas the last 2 years. They've got a better offense than they've had what was the last quarterback they had there that was pretty good, drawing a blank on his name. But, they've got a good offense. Their O-line's going to be better. They've gotten a couple of transfers in. I know they got a kid from Memphis that's played a lot. That's their left tackle. And then, you know, their defense is going to always be good with Gary Patterson being their D coordinator. So I look at them as the biggest threat for kind of that next position.
You can always find Blake's takes and opinions on national college football. Again, I mentioned it earlier in the show, but anywhere you get your podcast, search for the 24/7 Football Daily podcast. Blake was also involved in a realignment roundtable that was filmed with Josh Pate, Bud Elliott, Chris Hummer, and Brandon Marcello. You can get that on the 24/7 Sports YouTube channel. 247sports.com is where you can find some of Blake's contributions. And all throughout the 24/7 Sports and CBS Sports platforms, you'll get Blake's takes, opinions, and analysis on not just Texas, not just the Big 12, but national college football throughout the season. You can get him on Twitter at @BBrockermeyerFW. Very, very thankful that he took some time to be with us today to talk Texas, number 18 in the Horn Top 20 Countdown. 24/7 Sports National College Football Analyst Blake Brockermeyer with us. Blake, thanks so much for the time. Really good visit, and we definitely got to do it again soon.
Sounds good to me. I appreciate you having me on. Take care and hook 'em.